Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, use your key, use your key.
Break every chain, break every
bless you, each and every one of you, saints of God. I'm telling you right now, I know for a fact that you're hearing things breaking off your life. I know you should be determined, my God, and with a made up mind that things in your life is going to be broken. It doesn't matter what it is and what it may be, that it got to be broken off of your life and off of your family, because at the end of the day, we're going to keep pressing and keep going to see what the end is going to be, my God Almighty. I just thank God for each and every one of you just taking a part and taking some time out of your Friday afternoon just to come in with the ADM family and just to seek the Spirit of the Lord with us. I take my hats off to you, and I just say thank you, because at the end of the day, this is what it takes. Y'all better hear me. This is what it's going to take if you're going to get, my God, things to operate and to begin to flow in your life in the Spirit. And I'm telling you right now, this is the time where you must be in, that we're going to begin to cry on the name of Jesus. I know that we probably have plenty of people that you have in your life, and you probably have plenty of people that you could talk to. But at the end of the day, we need to find someone that is able to get results. I just need to get a bunch of people that want to hang around me that want to have results to operate in their life. Are you one? Are you one of those ones that going to make sure that you're going to get results to happen in your life? And at the end of the day, I might not can pull my brother, I might not can pull my sister, but at the end of the day, I want to see somebody going to get some results in their life. And I just thank God for the determination of the saints of God that you saying, you know what, Pastor, I'm one. I want to make sure that I want to get some results in my life, regardless of what they're going to, what I have to go through, or what type of storm that I must endure in. I want to see some results in my life. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, is that you. You go ahead and give God the praise and give God the glory. Listen, saints of God, I want to thank God for our family and our friends up there in Norway. I thank God for them, and I thank God for our family and friends in the United Kingdom. I thank God for them, and I thank God for our listeners right here in the United States, also Tennessee. I thank God, New York, Minnesota, Massachusetts. I thank God for you, California. I thank God for you as well. And I just thank God, and I just give God the praise and what he is doing in each and every one of your life. And I'm telling you right now that saints of God, that if you never seek the Lord, this is the now, this is the day and time that where you want to seek him like never before. And I just give him the praise, and I give him honor. Father, we thank you as we come before your table and we come before your midst in the name of Jesus. I thank you for what you are doing and how you are reigning in our life. Father, we lift our hands in worship. We lift our hands in praise. We say thank you, God, for being God of our life, God. And every stronghold that is trying to come upon our family, and every stronghold that is trying to come upon our life, in the name of Jesus, we take authority of all these things. We take authority of everything, God, that is not like you. And in the name of Jesus, we come in against it. We break the chain of bondage. We break the chains of poverty, poverty off our mind and off our mind, God Almighty, our operation through everyday life. We break the chain of lack in the name of Jesus. We break it over our life. We break it in our home. We break it off our seas. We break it, God, everything that we touch, my God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, that it shall and it will, my God, transform into gold. I just give you the glory. We give you the praise, God, that different things in our life is going to be broken. We celebrate you right now in the name of Jesus. Is there anybody tonight is ready to celebrate Jesus in spite of? I just want to talk to one or two of you. I don't have to deal with too many of you, but I want to deal with some folks that has got a made up mind and just ready to celebrate God and ready to go in like never before. Is that you? I'm telling you right now, this is the time and this is the season where you have to give him praise. And I just want to give him praise, and we just give him honor. We give him thanks for the things that we even don't see, but it's working it out behind the scenes. And God, we thank you, God, for even though we don't see, the things is working it out in our our favor and working it out behind the scenes, God. We still give you praise. Is there anybody tonight just going to give God a praise? Sometimes you just got to go ahead and give God a ridiculous praise. My God, a crazy praise, a praise that you don't even see in yourself. You praising God even though you don't even see how the blessing going to come through. You still give him hell praise. You praising God, you don't see how your healing going to come through. You still give him praise. I beg you, say, my God, to allow your praise to release a prayer up to God, that you're going to begin to take every thought and begin to take over everything that is not like him. And Father, we thank you, God, that we are now transitioned from people, my God Almighty, but people that is being satisfied for men to prophesy to our destiny. But I thank you that you are teaching us and imparting to us the gospel, for we could prophesy to our own destiny. We could prophesy to our health, God. We could prophesy to our life. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise, and we got to give you a shout of glory in the name of Jesus. Saints of God, I'm getting geared up tonight. And I'm telling you, I feel a shaking in my spirit, and I feel geared up tonight. Listen, saints of God, in a few minutes, I'm going to get ready to open up the lines, and I want to pray for some of you. Some of you, I want to speak into your life. And listen here, saints of God, I want you to be able to press one. Press one. When I give you the time, when I give you, my God Almighty, the instructions to press one. For those that have won't pray and want to receive it, I want you to press one. And listen, when you come to the front of a prophet, you don't have to go and explain all your business. A man of God, you don't have to go and explain all your business and say, you know what, I was no. If that man seeking, that man or woman seeking God, let God reveal to him, he or she, what he wanted to share them about you. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, this is your prophetic time, because I feel the unction of the Holy Ghost that's coupling you tonight. God want to speak into your life. God want to speak into you right now. Is that going to be you? I'm telling you right now, I just thank God, and I'm telling you right now, saints of God, that in the midst of your house right now, all over the world, you might as well go ahead and give praise where you're at, because at the end of the day, even though things might look hard, you go ahead and give God that praise, because the devil should have stopped you from coming to the well. Now you at the well, you able to drink all over the world. You might as well go ahead and give God the same, because some of you are going to prophesy to you right now while you're listening to in the internet. And I want to let you know, a couple of thousands of you, while you're listening all the way around the world, that you shall live and not die. And I want to let you know something right now. Men do not determine your destination. I don't care what the title that the man might bring. He might have a title of a prophet. He might have a title of apostle. He might have a title of your pastor. But at the end of the day, men do not determine your destination. I'm here to tell you right now, if you can get up out of that slump, get up out of that dungeon, get up out of that place, and begin to determine your destination, begin to declare and decree that it will show. I dare you, my God, if I can have one or two of you just fired up this afternoon, that begin to declare and decree that I shall walk into my healing, I will walk into my purpose, and if any one of these bougie folks want to leave me alone, so what, by? Because at the end of the day, I got to get to my purpose with God. Do I have one of you out there tonight and say, you know what, I'm ready. Is there any ready folks out there tonight? Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you release a sound in the atmosphere. You release a sound in the heaven in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now that you're going to begin to release a sound all over the world, all through this broadcast in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you right now, saints of God, I feel the Holy Ghost, and I pray that every blockage that you have in the spirit from hearing the voice of God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, that it become unstopped in the name of Jesus, that you're going to begin to hear the voice of God. Father, we praise you right now that everything is turning around, everything is working it out, everything is coming for our good. We thank you, God, for the supernatural that is manifesting in our life. life, even though some supernaturals we don't understand and we cannot comprehend. But I thank you that you're going to release the Holy Ghost in this time and this season to help us to understand what we don't understand, to help us to understand that it's things that is being revealed and unfold to us that we don't have no knowledge of. Father, I thank you, God, that we shall not be people sitting by the wayside, that we shall not be people, my God Almighty, sitting with our heads hung over and just waiting on somebody to come by and give us something. But I thank you that we are people that is able to fly and soar into the attitude of you. We will no longer sit by the wayside and act like wounded eagles and wounded birds, my God Almighty, but we shall be like the lame man that's sitting there and laying there for all these years. We will pick up our bed and walk. I feel the Holy Ghost, my God Almighty. Listen, right now, I want you to go ahead and press 1. If that's you, you go ahead and press 1. Don't you leave off this line, my God Almighty, wishing that you should have pressed 1. My God, so you could get a prayer or whatever God want to speak or say through you. My God, that it come to you. I want you to go ahead and press 1. My God Almighty, is there anybody there? I want you to press 1. And listen, I want you to begin to take your phones off of mute. My God, because I feel the Holy Ghost right now. And I'm telling you right now, it's 2 of you on this line. You need to press 1 because you got a court date coming up in a couple of months. And you need God to turn things around for your favor, my God. One of you, my God Almighty, you got a court. You know your family member have a court date, and you've been praying for them. I'm telling you right now, no matter what the situation may be, you want to come on in. And I'm telling you right now, God is working it out right now. Listen, saints of God, I feel like giving him some praise. And I thank God for what he's doing in our life. Listen, my God Almighty, I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm finna get ready to go to the phone lines right now. And I'm telling you right now, I feel the fire of the Holy Ghost. And I just pray that God begin to rain it down now in our life. Listen, saints of God. My God, God bless you, caller. You on the prayer line. My God, 7853, good morning. God bless you. You on the line. God bless you, caller. You on the line. /7853, last 4 digits of your phone number. God bless you. You on the line, caller.
This Chris. I'm on the line.
God bless you, brother Chris. God bless you. God bless you. And we thank God for you and thank God for you tuning in. Amen. And I speak scripture to your spirit in the name of Jesus that God will continue to scripture you every day. And I want to let you know you just keep on walking. You keep allowing your footsteps to be ordered by the Lord. And just in due season, due time, you will see what God was getting you groomed and God was getting you operated for. And I'm telling you right now, you just keep walking because your steps are ordered. Say to God, I give God the praise, and we got to give him the victory. I feel like giving him the shout. Listen, my God Almighty, I know it's about 2 or 3 of you now on this line, and it's about 10 of you listening about where internet. You got to get on this phone line before I get off, my God Almighty, and the Holy Ghost shit. I just love it for God to speak into my life, and I don't have to worry about somebody trying to ask for a nickel and dime that I need to give. God, tell me what he need to tell me. Pray for me. Lord, let me move on and receive what you have from me. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, it is your time. And I just thank God for what he is doing. And I just pray, my God Almighty, listen, saints of God, let me turn this music down. I want to turn this down. It's 2 areas that God spoke to me tonight. It's 2 areas. I want you all to listen to this. One area, a lot of you still holding on to the wounds of your past as if it is of today. Another area, a lot of you decided you are in a place where you're not in that place where you used to be, and God is trying to pull you out and so you can keep moving. One area, a couple of you, you're still wounded. You're still looking at your wounds and thinking that they are the wounds of today, but yet they are the wounds of old. And I pray tonight that you begin to look at the wounds and understand that they are not now. They are past things, that the place that I came from. And that is not now. And I pray that it be broken in the name of Jesus off your mind and off your spirit. And the ones that you've been healed and you just have a thing of remembrance, I pray that you begin to walk in the name of Jesus. Walk from that place of hurt. Walk from that place where you can't trust no more. Walk from that place, my God, that you feel as though you have to be all alone to get any results in your life. I pray you begin to walk from that place, my God, because these are the places that the enemy is holding some of you in captivity and holding the stronghold over your life. But I pray in the name of Jesus that tonight that it is broken by the power of the Holy Ghost. I pray that it's broken. This is saints of God. My God Almighty, I feel like wrapping it up. I feel like the Lord is shifting. We're going to be back home. Mother Price, I want her to come on in and go ahead and close us out tonight. Listen, I told you, I don't know how long we're going to be on. We're going to be in and out. I don't know what God is going to do, how he want to use me. We're going to do and be obedient. And we just give God the glory. We thank him. Listen, tomorrow at 7 p.m., I'll be back on. I don't know what's going to go down, how it's going to go down. But whatever you do, we're going to be here. Mother Price, God bless you. I want you to go ahead and close with a word of prayer. Thank you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you once more, God, just thanking you. Thanking you for a blessed day, God. Thank you for prayers that are going up. Thank you, God, for your even your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we ask that you continue to order our footsteps, God. Shield us and protect us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And let us continue to cry out and spare not. Let us continue to pray like never before, God. And continue, Lord, teach us to be obedient unto your word and to your leader and to you in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. You thank for us in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.
We cry, oh.